This is JIS News. Coming up, petroleum industry players to be recertified. Transport Minister says mechanisms in place to safeguard major infrastructure development program and traffic changes implemented for fireworks on the waterfront. The news in detail after this message.
The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here's a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
Don't speed. In the rush to get to a Christmas party or to do your Christmas shopping, you may be tempted to speed. Drive within the speed limit to prevent crashes this holiday season. A speeding ticket and possible collisions are not likely on your holiday wish list, so make this holiday season a safe one for all. A holiday road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority.
Now the news. The Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining is to recertify all license holders involved in the petroleum distribution industry. This as part of measures to address the recent occurrence of contaminated gas being sold to consumers. Portfolio Minister Philip Polwell says this measure is part of plans to bring the industry under greater scrutiny as efforts are made to prevent a reoccurrence of the introduction of bad fuel into the local market.
We are going to do a complete revision of all the licenses that have been issued and to do a recertification of all the players that we have issued licenses for, which would mean that we will have to visit their premises to verify that they are still at the same place and that they are conducting the business in the way it was intended, and to ensure that the requisite data collection system is properly in place so that auditing can be effected.
Mr. Polwell notes that the applicability of existing permits and licenses will not be revoked as part of the recertification exercise. Transport, Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies says the government has sought to spread the benefits of the over $352 million Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP. Dr. Davies says apart from the objective of improving infrastructure throughout the country, government has ensured that MIDP also targets major and medium-sized projects implemented under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP.
Apart from the objective of improving infrastructure throughout the country, we have sought to ensure that there is a spread of the benefits in the sense that of the $350 million, $220 million has been reserved for major projects.
Dr. Davies adds that $83 million has been reserved for projects undertaken by local medium-sized contractors, while $50 million has been awarded to JEEP. The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, has announced several temporary traffic changes ahead of the annual fireworks on the waterfront to be held on Thursday in downtown Kingston. The public is being advised that the intersection of Church Street through to the entrance of the Bank of Jamaica car park on Duke Street will be blocked off to vehicular traffic. Only emergency and service vehicles will be allowed. On Thursday, December 31, starting at 6 a.m., all roads leading south to Ocean Boulevard from Port Royal Street will be blocked, including West Street, Princess Street, and King Street from their intersections with Port Royal Street to Ocean Boulevard. Pechin Street will also be inaccessible from the intersection with Port Royal Street. Ocean Boulevard going westward before the intersection with Princess Street in front of the UDC building will also be blocked, along with Orange Street below the entrance to the multi-story car park, and King Street below the entrance to Kentucky Fried Chicken and at the entrance to South Street. Also on Thursday, December 31, from 4 p.m., Church Street just south of the entrance to the Jamaica Conference Center multi-story car park will be inaccessible to vehicular traffic. In the meantime, the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, is advising the public that parking will not be allowed along the curb of the northern lane of the dual carriageway on Ocean Boulevard. This is to facilitate the erection of tents ahead of the annual fireworks on the waterfront to be held on Thursday in downtown Kingston. Also, traffic from Pechin Street entering Ocean Boulevard will be redirected onto Harbour Street. Temporary changes will also include the implementation of two-way traffic along the following thoroughfares: Church Street before the entrance to the Jamaica Conference Center multi-story car park, West and Princess Streets south of Port Royal Street, and on Orange Street from the Port Royal Street intersection to the multi-story car park. Two-way traffic will be allowed on Ocean Boulevard behind the stage for service vehicles only. The show begins at 6 p.m. and patrons are being asked to wear something white. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.